say that about nowadays chiropractors. Could be then chiropractor was like witchcraft, witch doctor. Now it's like a respectable. Does the Cooper pay for chiropractors? Okay. Now we have to learn the parsha of alternative medicine. Now it's a course. They offer it in colleges. Alternative medicine. I think the Cooper's are starting to pay for it. Yeah. I know here it's a big thing. My daughter that's deciding now what to go into, she I said, you want to become a machashefa? No, chasu shalom. Alternative medicine is nutrition. It's like
it's a more holistic.
It's more holistic and it's more preventative. It's, okay. We're the last sif in Membeis. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Tuesday night. We talked about different hefsekim. Okay, Chof Gimel, we're on the very last sif. Mishigomer Sudosu Menosundaka Lebarach Bichos HaMozom. Im Chozer Verotsu Lecho, he wants to eat, O Lishtos. Yesh Buzahar Bechiluk Edinim Linyan Abrachos. Some hold you're not allowed to, but that's a minority of Rishonim. You're not allowed to eat or drink. Some hold you're allowed to eat or drink, you just have to make a new bracha. At what point? Shermalos, Mayim Achronim, Al Naros Bovel, Rabbi Saim of Omvention. Like, at what point do you have to make a new bracha and maybe wash again? Al Ken Yeshlim Noah Beseh, avoid all shilas. Elamiyat, Shanosan Dakta, Levarach Bechos Hamozon, Yevarach Bechos Hamozon. Actually, it just happened. We said, let's bench. We didn't wash my machronim because half of us never do anyway. And then, we prepared the bench, and then my wife said, I forgot to serve dessert. Right, so that's what I was soimachan. That was soimachan, right, on my wife to serve. So, anyway, we had to make a new broch anyway, so it was fruit. So we're not such a big problem. Simon Mem Gimel. What? That's what I say. Okay. Brooklyn Bake Shop doesn't have fruit. I'm still trying to figure out, my wife serves sometimes an apple kugel. I'm still trying to figure out apple kugel, apple cake, and apple pie. When I first came to Eretz Yisrael 13 years ago, I remember clearly realizing I went to a few simchas. I went to a Pidyon HaBen and a Bris and this and that, and I mean, it suddenly hit me what it means that your Iker Suda is Pas. It was as if the main meal was bread and everything else was salads, really. And I said, I all of a sudden felt what the Halacha always talks about, that your Suda is bread and everything else is just auxiliary to the bread. And the main course, an eighth of a chicken, a small little piece of schnitzel, it was almost like an afterthought. But the main meal was all of those lined up salads that people were eating with bread. And I remember it. Now it's much worse. It's much closer to American style meals. But when I first came, I remember the first year or two when I went to Simchas, I noticed it at Simchas, because my house, an American household, the only reason anybody washes is because they don't want to bother making brachas. And the whole clear if you should wash or not is, which is worse, to make brachas or to bench? Which don't I want to do more? So it's like it's a big pain in the neck to bench, so I won't wash. But then it's a pain in the neck to make all those brachas, so let me wash. I sometimes clear, even from a halachic viewpoint, you know, if bread, you know, like, can it ever happen that bread is not poter the whole suda because it's the main? I mean, the way we eat bread, it's like, it's just not the reality anymore. So you have to say it's inherently that way, that bread is the, it's still called the staff of life. But really, the way we eat, you know, we eat a piece of bread, and then you have the meal. The meal, who thinks about the bread? Yeah. But then they have bread on the table.
Or if you order a sandwich, you go to a fancy restaurant.
So sometimes I wonder if it's like, if this halacha could change, would the way of eating change such a fundamental basic halacha that you make everything's tofel to pass? I don't know. But this I did experience, Baruch Hashem. Like, I felt like the truth of this halacha my first 2 years here, I'd say. Like, I'd go to a simcha, I'd say, there's nothing to eat. Like, there was a lineup of things to eat with bread. Okay.
I want to eat bread. I think of it as, I'm a kuvasura, because I feel by me eating bread, it's a kuvasura.
Yeah.
No matter what I eat with it, salad or a big piece of chicken.
By the way, our bread is not bread. If you want to feel, if you want to eat a piece of bread, you go to Avri and give out the olam, and you eat his wife's homemade whole wheat bread. You eat a kazayas, and you can bench midiyoraisa. Nothing, no question. You're so full. It's so, I don't know what she does. It's like so heavy. It's like a
good,
delicious, sweet geschmack, and you're totally full. You eat like a slice of bread, you're full. And then you eat a really. One day we'll take a shul trip there. No, it's a fella, I don't know how to describe him. Not now, some other time. But he, you can buy in the store. Tanuva sells his goat's milk and goat's yogurt and goat's cheese. The name of it is Givot Olam. So if you see in a store Givot Olam, it's marketed by Tanuva, you're supporting a very special Jew. A very, very special Jew. Koma she'ochle betocha se'uda, whatever you eat in a bread meal, that's what it's talking about. A se'uda is a bread meal. V'lechem levavenush yisod. The word se'uda comes from the word so'ed, to fill you up, and it refers to Avri's white bread. Not to these, not to the white bread you buy in a store that is, you know, compressed air, and you can like go through five pieces and not like before you realize you've eaten anything. Midvarim shiragilim lochlam b'toch hasuda l'zboa. So the first thing covered by the hamotzi lechem and aretz, and the way it's covered by hamotzi is not, is that it's tofel to the bread. It's not that the hamotzi is like covers everything. It covers bread, and everything's tofel to the bread. And the din is, when you eat an ikar and a tofel, you don't make a bracha on the tofel. So everything is tofel to the bread. When it's, first of all, is boa, when it's filling, and if it's the meal, so the main meal is bread. And everything else that you eat to fill you up, the gombos of a dog, you mean a lift on, that's stuff that you smear on the bread. Daisa is cereal, I think. Yeah. Mine levivos, kugels, pancakes, eggs, vegetables. Afilu dvarim sheochlim bo lechem. You don't have to put it on your bread. You don't have to make a sandwich or a shmear out of it. You'll eat it separately as a course, as we do most of the stuff we eat. We don't eat it with bread. The poorer the person, the more you'll see that he indeed eats bread, the whole meal, and that's what fills him up, and that's where he gets his food from, and everything else is, you know, whatever he could muster up to give a little taste to the bread. Kula mein tzricha bracha, nothing needs a bracha. Obviously, this is a very well-known halacha. Lo lefneyam, not a bracha rishonim. Lo lachrem, not a bracha achronim. Shekivin shoch lemosom lesboa, areu b'chol hasuda. And b'chol hasuda, negar asachar halachem, shu ikar chaye yo'odom. So the kids of Shulchan Aruch is answering my question. That he says it's ikar chaye ha'adam. This is, I think in English, the phrase is a staff of life. And therefore it doesn't matter if, when I asked whether that could ever change based on our eating habits, so based on the lashon of the kitzur, imamish, no, it wouldn't change. Because it's still ikar chaye ha'adam. Talk about hamotzi lechem and aretz, that's the main food that there is, the chameshus haminim. Of the ikar soe, they fill you up, they have nutritional value. What's called the perfect food?
Eggs
is called the perfect food. No, what do they know?
What?
Erev Tafila.
Nowadays it's quinoa.
Lachain kulan iftarim b'brichas hamotzi. Everything's covered by the hamotzi of brichas hamotzi. Vafilu mishluchu lo mibotem acherim. Let's say people send them things from other houses. So ain't tzorich. So maybe that he didn't have in mind to eat them. The stomach das adam on koma sheyaviu lo.
Even if that's not the norm.
I mean, the lashon of the kids of Shulchan Aruch is a chiddush to me. I would have thought that the pshat in a tofel is that it's automatically a tofel. You know, there's an ikar and a tofel. You don't have to make a bracha on the tofel. The lashon of the kitzur is ends up being that you intended to eat it. So it's governed by your bracha because it's like encompassed by your bracha. So does the Habamina, if this wasn't in the game plan, maybe it's not covered by your bracha. So Teretz says you're ready to eat whatever they serve you. But I would have liked an answer that said, so what if he didn't expect it? It's still tofel to the bread. So he doesn't say that. So apparently even the tofel to the bread is only because then you had it in mind and it was covered by your bracha. He says that even if they send them stuff from other houses, when you make a bracha, whatever you get. I don't know. Let's say Svi Stern raised the question, let's say it's something like highly unusual. It doesn't matter if it's highly unusual. He says it's, you have in mind whatever is served, whatever people sent you. I don't know, nowadays I would say it's very uncommon for people to send you things during a meal to eat. I never heard of it. Only sukkahs on the Lower East Side. When we had a communal sukkah with over 100 families eating together in the sukkah, because it was for two big apartment buildings, so people would send. It was very nice. It wasn't what I always envisioned sukkahs as being, but it had a certain charm and beauty of its own that you had everybody like eating together in a huge sukkah. It was very nice. There was an aspect of it that was nice. So one aspect that was very nice was that everybody sent food. And then, those days, kosher, not kosher, like, you didn't care. Like, we're all friends. Like, who cared? You know, if we all live in the same apartment building, so it's kosher. It's all, you know, mahadrin, not mahadrin. What hechsher do you use? Like, we didn't know from such things. If it didn't say large, kosher. I remember very clearly this experience of people sending foods, and it was very nice. It created a lot of achva. Very nice. So he says that's how they used to do it. Nowadays, I would think it's very, very rare. But again, you know, you don't change such halachas. Especially the way I understand the halacha, really, not like the kitzur, that it's automatically bottled to the lechem. It's not a question of what you imagined you would do. Okay, sorry, I have to stop. I have to go.